listener production.
Afternoon, it's Andrew Shaw with your news briefing. The head of budget airline Bonza says discussions are being held over their ongoing viability after the temporary suspension of flights across its network this morning. Tim Jordan has apologised to its affected customers. Bonza had been operating flights to and from Albury and the Gold and Sunshine Coasts. Victoria's nurses and midwives could become the latest group to commit to industrial action over pay and conditions, with the outcome of a vote expected to be revealed later today in a meeting down in Melbourne. The union has been in talks with the state government since October last year. The current enterprise agreement expires today. As investigations continue into a suspicious house fire in North Albury last Thursday, police have charged a man with drug and weapon offences. Inquiries following the fire led police to a Byron Street home where they allegedly seized weapons and drugs. He was refused bail and was due to face Albury local court yesterday. And a new display is on show at the Beechworth Courthouse, detailing the history of the Kelly Gang's court appearances. The Kelly Trials exhibition was officially opened at the courthouse yesterday, and according to Indigo Shire Mayor Sophie Price, the region's historical links to the Kelly Gang remains a major draw card when it comes to tourism.
Absolutely. We're really proud to be home to some of Ned Kelly's story. At our exhibition, it tells the story of Ned's committal hearing, but there's also 40 other trials and hearings that took place during the Kelly outbreak between 1878 and 1880. So it's definitely a massive tourist draw card.
The Border's own Jocelyn Bartram's wrapped up her 100th cap for Australia with a big 3-0 win over Japan. As the Hockey Roos continue their Olympic campaign, Bartram admits hitting the big milestone had her a bit nervous.
I was really trying to fly under the radar, which didn't go so well when you have a whole crowd of people here supporting you. So, just tried to approach it like any other game, but it felt very different. And so just tried to embrace that feeling and have fun along the way with the girls and really enjoy the game.